Tonight's shir, Simen Samech Dalet. Simen Samech Dalet din hatoya b'kriya shema, the halacha of someone who makes a mistake while reciting kriya shema, sif aleph, kira olam afreya lo yotza. If someone reads out of order the psukim of kriya shema, he would not be yotza. When do we say this? B'seidu ha-psukim, in the sequence of psukim. Alm hikdim parosha l'chaverta, but if he says the parashi is out of order, even though he's not supposed to, yotze he will be yotze, because these parashas are not adjacent to each other in the Torah, and therefore that's not called the mafreya. If he reads the mafreya out of order, he's not yotze. Because it says v'hayu hadvarim ha'eleh v'gomer, we learn from the word v'hayu v'aviyos and yehu, they should be the way they appear in the Chumash. Va'af parshas va'yomer, and even the third parsha, kishetikna rabbanon la'omra, when the Chacham instituted to recite that parsha, mishum mitzvah sechiras yitzias Yisrael, because of the mitzvah to mention yitzias Yisrael, gam ken ke'en zeh tiknu, so they were misaken the recitation of the third parsha, like the first two, that there should be an order, or the psukim should be in order. Sivkan beis ha-psukim, v'kolshken, and certainly im seir says the tevos, if you read the psukim in order, but the actual words of each pasuk goes backwards from the end to the beginning, instead of from the beginning to the end, he's not going to be yetzer. So the words of each pasuk are meant to be read from beginning to end in sequence, and each pasuk in the parashios should be read in the order they appear in the Torah. Sifkatan gimel she'ein esmucha v'chula, but if he did the parashios out of order, that he's not supposed to do, but that is not ma'akiv, because they're not near each other. It's allowing me to say, she'enu al takanas chachamim she'hem sidum kach. The chachamim arranged the sequence of parashios. Kmo she'amo, like it says, Chazal teach us lama kodma shema l'vahayim shema. Why is shema before v'hayim shema? K'dei she'yikabel alav al machas shemaim t'chila. In order to first embrace the machas shemaim, v'achach, and after that, yikabel alav al mitzvahs, to accept upon himself the oil of mitzvahs. Se'iv beis, Kara parasha v'toba, if he's in the middle of a parasha and he makes a mistake, in yodei hechen ta, if he realizes where his error is, go, for instance, shekara kula, he's reading the whole thing, el shadileg pasuk echad b'emsa, but he skipped a pasuk in the middle, and that's his mistake, and he realizes the mistake, choza l'roish osaha pasuk, he goes back to the pasuk he missed, v'gaima parasha, and continue from there to the rest of the parasha. From any yodei hechen ta, if he doesn't know where his mistake is, then chayz l'rosh ha-parasha, then go to the beginning of the parasha. If you know you made a mistake somewhere but don't know where it is, start from the beginning. Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan dal d'tarba." He's reciting and he makes a mistake. Kasa pichash. Pichash writes, "Davka ta." This is if it happened by mistake. Al behezid, but if it's intentional, uba miskavin, and he knew full well that he was omitting a pasuk, chozer l'rosh, it's not enough to go back to the pasuk he missed. He has to go back to the beginning of the whole parsha. In tefila, we find a similar idea by tefila, the kamon, b'simen kuf yudal, siv zayin, and simen kuf yudal. V'magen avram, the kamon, b'simen kuf dal, siv kon, v'av, mistapa, b'zayin, the magen avram, later in simen kuf dal, is not sure about this. Ayin shom, look over there. U'b'simen samachay, yisbar, dov, hazeb, b'mishnah, b'ur, b'ez, Hashem, yisbarach. And in Simen Samechei, we will clarify this matter in the Mishnah Berurah with Hashem's help. Ayin Shom b'Sivkan Alf b'Halacha. Look there in Sivkan Alf and in the Be'er Halacha. Sivkan Hei Pasuk Echad. He skips a Pasuk, and he's not sure which. No. The first case is he skips a Pasuk, and he does know which, so he goes back to that Pasuk. Vim Dilek Teva Achas. Let's say he skipped a word. Some say go back to the word that he missed and continue from there. As long as it's the beginning of a section or a topic. For instance, in the pasuk of Vishinatum Levanecha, he skipped the word Vidibarta. So you could start from Vidibarta. But if you look in Sefer Eli Rabba, he decides based on many Rishonim, you never go back to a word in a Pasuk, even if it's the beginning of an Inyan. Rather, you go back to the beginning of the Pasuk that was missing the word. So if he skipped a pasuk, you go back to the pasuk he missed, and you continue from there to the end of the parsha. The im yoimer rak oisu ha-pasuk, because just to say the pasuk that he missed, have the kriya l'mafreya. Now you're reading out of order. Because he finished the parsha, he missed the pasuk, to go back to the pasuk you missed and not say anything else, that's the problem of the mafreya. Va'afilu lo nizka shedilek ha-pasuk miparsha rishona. And even if he only realized that he missed the pasuk of the first parsha, once he's concluded the second parsha, how that happens, I don't know. But somehow he chaps the end of the second parsha, then he missed the pasuk in the first parsha. So it's sufficient to go back to the missing pasuk of the first parsha and continue from there. The Seder HaParashios a Ma'akev, because the order of the Parashios is not Ma'akev. So it comes out that not only can you do the second Parsha before the first Parsha, you can do part of the first Parsha, the second Parsha, and come back and finish the first Parsha. That's what he's saying. The Seder HaParashios is not Ma'akev. So the implication is even in the middle of a Parsha, you can have this kind of interruption.
And then you jump to the third.
Correct. Sivkon Zayin. The Rosh HaParsha, now if he doesn't know which pasuk he messed up on, then he goes back to the beginning of the Parsha. Machma Safek, because he's not sure. Afilu Hoizeh B'Parsha Rishniya, even if this was in the second Parsha. V'afilu Mandam B'Parsha Rishniya Darbanon, and even if you hold the second Parsha Darbanon, it doesn't make a difference. Kivin D'Asik B'Kriya Shema, once you're involved in the midst of Kriya Shema, Tzorech L'Sak and Hakol, it all has to be done correctly. V'm Hoizeh B'Parsha Rishoyna, if the mistake was in the first parsha, toli bezeh, it depends on the following. Im zoicher she'amar shema bekavana, if he knows and remembers, he said shema properly, he had kavana. V'gam b'roshen kavam achusah adam v'et, he said properly. And after that, he doesn't know what happened. Chazla v'hafta, so then go to v'yahafta. V'im eino zoicher she'amar shema bekavana, if he doesn't even remember saying shema properly, then b'lav ha'chichazir rosh, then he's got to go back to shema. Since he didn't say it b'chavana, it's a pasuk shema. It's as if he didn't say the pasuk shema at all. So now he's got to do the whole parsha of shema to the end of that parsha, that it shouldn't be out of order. Now once he's saying the pasuk of shema again, he's got to do it quietly, or with some delay. Shema Shema shouldn't be included in those that look like saying Shema Shema, which we learned is forbidden. Siv Gimel. Ta'o bein parasha l'parasha. He makes a mistake between the parashios. Shehu yodeh shesiyim parasha v'en yodeh im yishonam shniya. He knows he finished, but doesn't know which one he finished. Did he finish the first? Did he finish the second? Choz l'parasha v'shoyna v'yas v'haim shemoya. So he goes back to the first parasha, and he begins with Hamish Shemaya. Mishnah Brura Sivkaton Ches. The Eni Odea. Mari She'enu Zecher Klal Shum Teva She'ame Parsha Shnia. This means he doesn't remember any of the words of the second Parsha. The Gamari She'edan Lehiskel Teva's Vayomer. He didn't start Vayomer. Demach She'hiskel Vayomer Ololos HaSafik Alibo. Because if he began Vayomer, now he begins to wonder, did he do the second parasha or not? Talin the mistam amagam parasha shniyah kviyah gelu. We assume he did the second parasha because that's the habit. Vayom only comes after the second parasha. So if he doesn't know if he finished the first or the second, we assume he finished the first and he has to read the second again. He knows he finished one. He doesn't know if he finished two or not. So he do the second one again. And if he's up to vayomer, then we know that we assume that he did the second parasha as well. Se'if dalet. Haya oimed be uchesavtam, v'niyodeya im be uchesavtam shere parsha rishoyna, im be uchesavtam shere parsha shniya. He's at the word uchesavtam, and he can't remember, is this parsha rishoyna or parsha shniya? Choyzel uchesavtam shere rishoyna, so you have to go back to the uchesavtam of the first parsha. V'hanim yili, when do we say this? So hischa l'man yibu yamechem, he's not saying the words l'man yibu. He's saying l'man yirbu ein tzarech la'asu, don't go back. We assume he's following his habit. He must have be holding the second parasha when he most recently said uchesavta. Mishtabur sifkaton tes oimed b'uchesavta. V'had lo omer b'ukesharta. Now, it's only discussing when he didn't say ukeshar tam, mishum deish hefresh to ukeshar tam harishon hu bekametz shiloshon yachid, vashen hu besegel loshon rabim. There's ukeshar tam and there's ukeshar tem. Ukeshar tam is written with a kametz shiloshon yachid. Ukeshar tem is with a seg loshon rabim. So the first time we say it, it's ukeshar tam. The second time we say it's ukeshar tem. So that should be a way to tip him off which parasha he's in. So it's got to be, he says ukeshaft, and we didn't get to ukeshar tam. The Taz kasev otam, the Taz says further, shein derech litos be'emtza. It's not so common to mistake in the middle. You could tell by your timing where you're up to. But if you knew the end, there's a certain amount of time that passed by. There's room to question if you finish the second parasha. So in the first parasha, if it's more likely you can chop where you're up to because it's so soon to the beginning of Shema. Near the end of the second parasha, so time-wise anyway, now the question is, did you say the first parasha, a lot of kavana took so long, or you hold on to the second parasha? Sifkat Yud. Im hischel, if he begins leman yirbu, what's the lema? V'nistap lo achach after saying leman yirbu, he's not sure. Pen amar leman yirbu achach saft nishash shvanish shibaparsha vishon. Is it possible he says leman yirbu after the first parasha? Feel hochi and tzurich lachs. We say no, that's not what happened. You don't go back. The mistama amar kafia hergel. We assume that he said it what he normally says. Lema leman yirbu achach saft mishabashnia. The leman yirbu comes after chesavtim in the second parasha. Certainly, if he finds himself in another word in the middle of the parasha, we assume he said everything above it. He didn't skip a pasuk or a word. If he's beholden by the man yirbu, he doesn't go back. That's if he's davening by himself. If he's with a tzibur. And he sees the Shech Siba is holding by Yuchas Avtam of the first parasha. Oh, some of them were around there. Then Yachs or Luchas Avtam, Shech Siba, go back to Yuchas Avtam of the first parasha. Clearly, he's not saying Leman Yibur if the second parasha, if everyone else is holding by the first parasha. His Leman Yibur is a mistake, and he's back to the first parasha. V'chein the Yidich Gisa works the other way around as well. If he's holding Yuchas Avtam, the pasuk of Shulchan Aruch, the chayz of Yuchas Avtam, Rish Shulchan Aruch says, you go back to the first parsha. If Moishah Shliatziba v'atziba oinim Yuchas Avtam shebashnia, if he sees that the Shliatziba or the tziba around him is by the second Yuchas Avtam, o samachlo or near it, milafanov o milachov before or after, yamagam ken achach haposuk, then he should also after zaman yibu. The mistama who kar gam ken hashnia kamosam. Because we assume that he said the second parasha like everyone else. For Glamadover, Iker, this Taka or Glamadover, there's reason to believe that he did it like everyone else, and therefore he picks up with them. V'din imshina be'eze bracha mikfimasha tov l'chacham. Now, as far as the halacha, if someone changes the bracha from what the chachamim instituted, kasev b'magen v'am b'shem harambam, magen v'am quotes harambam, yivorem yirtz Hashem yivisimet samaches. And this will be clarified later in Mitzvah Hashem in Simon Samaches in the Mishnah Berurah. Look over there. So here we're just discussing, he's not sure where he's up to. We're not going to get into over here if he changes the Nusach of the Bracha.